fire mantle boards and your fireplaces. And the jam is just your fireplace. That's the facing to your fireplace. Is what the jam is. Whoa, well.
But then, you know, you might take a big piece of wood and put it toward the back of the fireplace, and it burns for a long time.
That's called a backlog.
Huh?
Backlog.
Okay.
You know, you take 21 four sticks and a front stick, you know, 24 sticks and a back stick, and how many sticks would you have? You ever hear that one?
No.
Well, how many sticks would you have?
24.
24 sticks and a back stick, how many sticks of wood would you have on the fire?
I guess 25.
No, you have 20. You had 24 sticks, and one backlog, you have 21 sticks, you know. That's why the old timey catches now. That's what you got out of living back 60, 65 years ago. You'd always tricking. That pastime man was giving up, making sorghum candy, molasses candy, they called it, you see, and popping popcorn, and joking and playing and things like that. You had plays, the young folks would play games, you know, and have their parties.
TV, wasn't no cars.
No telephone, and nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were going to start a fire, what would you call the kind of wood you might use to start it with?
Well, you'd have your kindling wood, but have different types. It'd depend on, you see, whatever type, but you'd always want some dry wood, dry kindling wood. And then when I grew up, we used poplar for stove wood. That was for cooking wood, you see. For the cooking purposes, use your poplar wood. And for the fireplace, firewood, well, you use different types. More or less, sometimes you'd be a clearing land, you see, and you'd use all that. But hickory, sugar tree, and red oak was a trustable kind of wood. If you went out to cut your firewood to lay it in, you usually look for hickory. Or there's a different types of oak, you know, and the real red oak. Because the red oak is oak. But they'd use, mostly used the hickory and red oak. And sugar tree, that's hard maple, and of course, that's the new name for it. We call it sugar tree in here. That's the way this creek become called Sugar Creek. It was on account of the large maples that stood in this valley right in here. I've had the old timers have been handed down, and this valley was covered in large maples, and that's where they made their sugar, you know. They tapped these trees and run the sugar water down, and then cooked it into sugar. And you had sugar, you know, and molasses. Takes lots of water and a lot of cooking to cook it down, but you can do this. You can cook it down. And if people would gather their winter's wood most of the time, they didn't all, but most of the time, they'd try to cut their winter wood in the fall of the year, you know. So that they didn't have it in through the winter season when the weather got too bad, you didn't have to get out, you know. And some people, the old timer would hunt sycamore, straight sycamore, and cut that, spit it up for cooked wood. And when it gets dry, it makes one of the finest cooking woods for old timey cook stove. You ever see an old wood stove? Cook wood?
I think so.
You think so? We have two or three here. Have one range, wood range up there, and have two over in an old house. It's been discarded and set back. We're just hanging on to them, you know. That's like a lot of old items we've got here, like I told you about the old tractor. They've been trying to buy the old tractor. They want the dinner bell. I've got the farm bell that's out here, was brought here, I don't know in what year, but before I was born. It's been here longer than I've been here. And
we've got our first coffee grinder.
And the items that we have.
50-year-old.
And it's just we have sold a lot of things and give them away that I would like to have back when they're gone. You just turn them loose. And